Hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Dom and Colin podcast for, I don't want to say continued because it is the end of the road, but I guess that still means it's continued coverage. The final coverage of The Challenge All-Stars, a Paramount Plus exclusive television program. We are at the reunion. It luckily for all of us was a one-part reunion, and we are here to talk about it and close the book on The Challenge in the early portion of 2021 before it comes right back at us in a couple of months. Of course, I am Matt alongside my co-host who has been by my side this entire very long journey. Scally, we made it.
Ooh, hello, hello. We finally made it. Part of me was like, am I sad that it's over? But season 37 is going to come before we're even ready. So no, I'm fine. We could take the break. I'm happy. I'm excited to be here. Excited to finally wrap up both the All-Star season and, finally get some a little more distance from 36. So overall, I'm excited.
I fully expected a two-part reunion. I mean, like, it was like a joke last week when I was saying that, but like still fully was like, okay, they are going to just be like, and then catch next week with the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't. Yeah. That's the thing is I feel like, and I think Brian and Ali talked about this a little bit in their finals coverage, like, I guess it is the move where they want to like hold subscribers for like more months, which is why you do stretching this, but they already got them for June. So I guess you don't need the second week in order to keep them a little longer.
Yeah. And like, this is kind of unrelated to that, but just on the topic of like what the production or what Paramount Plus is thinking of like the whole thing here. So we talked about what last week or the week before about how it seems like there's going to be an All-Stars 2 that like some people were tweeting about it being in August that they're going to go film or whatever. So suppose they do it as quick as they did last time and, you know, go out to film, come home after a month. Like, this could be up by November, and The Challenge 37, even if it starts tomorrow, will still be on in November. So I just feel like we're going to end up in a world where both seasons are on at the same time again, and I'm not looking forward to that. Not that it was, like, torture to have two different, but it's just, like, it's just weird. I mean, was Survivor All-Stars in Australia also running at the same time as something else? Maybe
probably
not.
Yeah, like I Big just, Brother Canada or something. Yeah, know. There's times where all these shows overlap. Uh-huh. There's, like, it's okay when it's, like, different franchises and they're different nights of the week. But when it's, like, I still haven't podcasted about, like, season 36 yet. But, oh, All-Stars is actually on now. So, no, we have to go ahead and watch that instead. Yeah, it's a lot. I would just much prefer, because I love The Challenge, obviously. And I always have, always will, you know, barring any major problems. So it's the type of thing where I just want to focus and appreciate them each separately and not at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I am with you on that. So let's get to this reunion. Let's talk about it. It's another reunion not hosted by Devin Simone, which doesn't make any sense to me. But I did think that the two hosts that we had here, Maria Menounos and Nate Burleson, former NFL player, I thought that they did a pretty good job. And I think overall, as I texted you, I really enjoyed pretty much the whole episode. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I agree. I did also very much enjoy it. I enjoyed both hosts. I know that there was a big push to get Devin, who I do really like, and I like her on the after show. My thing is, I actually started thinking with the reunion, which I did enjoy, but I kind of was like, do we need the after show for every single episode of whether it be All-Stars or 36? And if we had Devin here, would it be too similar to the conversations that we already had there? So I would love for Devin to get like the time of hosting the reunion, but I don't know that I need the same person hosting both products.
Yeah, and that's a fair point. I just I feel like I would take the reunion spot over the but then again, I don't know what the pay is for both.
Exactly.
And if she's making you know, good enough money doing those, then that's fine. But I mean, she has been vocal that she'd be more than happy, if not like would like to do the reunion as well. But whatever. I mean, it's not like you know, they have to bend to every suggestion about who should host the show. It just feels like a natural fit, and you know, what it is. But yeah, no, I really liked it. I liked I liked the stage, the set even like looked cool. I liked the elimination circle with like the sand in the middle of the thing that they kept going like to a wide shot to make sure that we saw it. I was like, eh, I'm here for it. I enjoyed it. I'm surprised that, you know, Derek didn't try to jump in there with somebody to, you know, prove himself or whatever, but it was good.
I mean, he got about halfway there. I think he was waiting for someone to take him up on the offer at the end. Mm-hmm, but yeah, we'll no, I like the setup too.
Thoughts on the attendees here? Any notable absences from this group? Obviously, a lot of the finalists here and Beth, right? Beth, a couple people. Not everybody that was a finalist, right? I honestly didn't think about this before we got on here. So we're talking this out, at least for me, the first time.
I also did not think about it all the way through. Alton's not there. That's an obvious Alton's one, which is there. Surprising considering Ruthie. Like we did talk about him. Yeah, Ruthie's not here either. And I feel like, you know, we could have had people, especially my thought was like, I'm sure a lot of their schedules did not line up, mm-hmm. And or people did not want to take off what however much time was required to go film this. I don't know exactly when it was filmed or what the precautions taken in terms of was there quarantining or was everyone just like vaccinated by that point. So I'm sure that that was a consideration, but like we're already Skyping in the Brits for the regular reunions. I feel like we could have had, you know, a segment with say Katie and Trishelle over Skype. I wouldn't have hated it.
Yeah, and I had that in my notes as well later. I just once we got to those segments talking about you know the Trishelle and Katie fight, and I'm like, we're just gonna talk about them. They're not here. Like, I mean. Yeah, I get that they didn't, they never do. They never have everybody from a season on the show. But, like, the fact that, like, Big Easy is here when there's, like, what is there to talk to this man about? I mean, Derek and Mark didn't have a whole lot to say to contribute to. I mean, obviously, Mark is going to be there. Yeah, but, like, there wasn't really a whole lot coming from Derek there, which isn't to say that, like, these none of these people, like, deserve to be here. It's just, like, Kendall probably should have been up on that stage. Trishelle... Katie, both, one of them could have been, I mean, you know, again, like you said, you know, who knows what people's schedules were like, but I feel like it's a very poor decision if production had anything to do with it being like, oh, we don't need them. Like, yeah, we could have had them, whatever.
Yeah, I think Kendall was actually probably the biggest omission there.
Probably.
But yeah. This whole season was basically about her in one way or another. Mm-hmm. It's someone not liking her or her getting thrown in or whatever the case may be. Obviously, also Anissa was not there, but I suspect she was filming something else at the time. So that would account for that.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into it. I guess we'll just kind of go through the episode. And they talked about, you know, a lot of things that, of course, we saw, just kind of rehashing some stuff. But there were a couple things that I thought were like worthwhile of like new footage or whatever it was. But at the top of the show, they talked about things from the perspective of Mark and the way that the show came together. And I'm pretty sure that it was Brian and Allie as well who talked about the, you know, it would be pretty silly if we get out of here for this whole season without a single acknowledgement of like the fact that this was like Mark Long's project. So I feel like this is the first time that that was truly acknowledged of Mark talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked the idea of it. I don't think it was handled like the best in terms of it was kind of like, thanks, this was cool. But maybe it would have been a lot more interesting for me personally, who already knows and had followed all of this. Like, let's hear a little bit about like how this actually came together. Did you reach out to every person on this? Like, you know, a little bit of that, which I think is pulling the curtain back a little more than they would like to do, but I think it would make for a much more interesting segment. But again, unlikely.
I liked Ysella though being like, I was the first one invited. I was like, maybe. That's cool.
Yeah. He told everyone that, actually.
Probably. I mean, I guess we could kind of even just start with Ysella, because Ysella was, like, so close to the host. Like, she was practically, like, they might as well have just said, like, the challenge reunion starring Ysella and other members of the cast, which I'm not upset about, because Ysella was a star this season. But I just, even like watching the whole thing play out, the whole season play out, I just never would have expected that, like, I genuinely felt like her seat was like closer to that. Like, yeah, she was sitting the closest, but like they were trying to like push her into the spotlight where she was always a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I'm wondering if, and we'll get to it, Isela may or may not be on next season based on one of the accessories she was wearing tonight. But
Wait. I'm sorry. You got to do this now because I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I'm saying
the leg thing. I'm sorry.
The leg thing.
I was like, what did she wear? Like, did she get canceled and I wasn't paying attention?
No. But I'm just saying, I don't know if the upcoming surgeries that she talked about is going to preclude her from stopping by All Stars 2. Mm-hmm. Maybe All Stars 3 is in her future. But I don't know. Seems like kind of a big one. But so I feel like maybe you want to get as much Isela as you can right now, especially given her ongoing feud with Anissa. But it does stink that Anissa was not here to be able to discuss that as well.
Or is she just playing the game already for All Stars 2 by putting the knee brace on and, you know, talking it up about how bad it is? I mean, I'm sure it's bad, but I don't know. I could see it.
I feel like you either come away with the surgery scar or you don't.
Like, John A is also out here. Like, look at how bad the burn is. It's just, I'm going to be in such bad shape going into next season. Meanwhile, you have people like Jemmy out here like, yeah, I'm going to play the game. How I'm going to play the game? It's like, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that. Don't say that, but at the same time, I guess it's well known with Jemmy, that's not changing anything.
Yeah, fully.
But so.
Mm-hmm. So what else is happening here at the beginning of the episode before they were talking about the final? I mean, I guess we can kind of talk about the Kendall stuff here because there was a lot of Kendall talk without Kendall present. And it's just like it was on the show where a lot of people did not like Kendall and made it known. Same here on the reunion. Kellyanne standing up for Kendall was a new added factor into things here. But she really, Kendall, that is, really had these people like shaking the whole time.
Yeah, it's so funny to see like how frustrated almost every single person on the cast is. But I also appreciate how like Kellyanne had that one confessional that we talked about where she was like, people are going to start associating us together because we've been on a team. It's like, no, maybe because you are like going so far out of your way to defend her here. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder why people associate you. So it was interesting. I definitely think people went in like a little more hard than anything that Kendall did warrants, but at the same time, I don't think anything that they said was so bad that Kellyanne had to like be saying like, why will no one let me talk? Like, it was like both sides, like this got a little dramatic, guys, for no reason.
I know. And I mean, the entire episode, it genuinely felt like Jemmy and Kellyanne were, I was like, and I don't know, I was like, am I reading too much into this, or are we trying to make this a rivalry so that there is something for both of us to be, you know, there for next season? I mean, that's what reunions always are, of like people kind of trying to like get those last like bits of like attention in, sparks of rivalry or whatever, to like make sure that, you know, whatever it is for next season could potentially, you know, be in there. Whatever. Could not get a sentence out there. But I don't know. I was just like, it seems like this rivalry came out of nowhere and they just kept going at each other all night.
Yeah, it was interesting. I think they're both loud personalities. And I think Jemmy very much is someone who would see the value in that, especially if they ever do an All-Stars Rivals season. Kellyanne would not be a bad partner for Jemmy. Mm-hmm. So I think that's on the table.
But Jemmy was just so shady with Kellyanne. Not Kellyanne, I'm sorry. Well, with Kellyanne too, but with Kendall, talking about, you know, she sits home, she watches the show every week. She's, you know, obviously trying to get back on for so long, and then she shows back up and acts like she has no idea what she's doing. And I was like, okay, like I got that was the, you know, sense from everybody in the house that Kendall was just like looking around like, okay, I didn't mean to actually blue skidoo my way back into the challenge house, but now that I did, it's like, what do I do here? So yeah, they really just did not enjoy their time with her, rooming with her. I mean, John A was talking about it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable. It's something we even talked about, how Kendall was campaigning to get back on the challenge for so long and then was like, I don't know what I got myself into. It's like, you should be better prepared than, you know, anyone but Anissa, Darrell, Derek, like people like that. You would think Kendall has kept up with it, you know, more than almost anyone. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising to see them frustrated by it, but I feel like it's kind of that thing where if you have this many people together, like you kind of are going to find someone that gets on your nerves no matter what, even if they might not be like a person that gets on your nerves in a different situation. So I think that was probably it, where they picked like, you know, one person they could all agree on as like the house target, not to like be malicious, but just as like a human nature type thing.
And yet, Isela says, watch out, me and Kendall running All Stars 2.
I'm sure that Zella would love to run with Kendall on All Stars too. Like, sure, I would love to have Kendall as a partner, but I am curious to see how that actually plays out. Or is it just like Anissa is at a zero and, you know, Kendall's at a 0.5. Not that she's actually anywhere, you know, near Hisela on her next season.
Maybe if we get bored, an off-season thing after the drafts are, you know, or at least the first draft is out, we'll do a, you know, most likely to be on the All-Stars 2 cast kind of thing. Just, I'm sure the cast thread will be up by then anyway, whatever. But I just feel like Kendall stock rises higher and higher with each passing episode of like you said, like she is just so involved in a lot of the stuff that was going on there. So, even without being at the reunion, I feel higher than ever on Kendall Shepherd's challenge career. Who would have thought? Is her last name still Shepherd?
Sure, I believe it.
I don't know. I do not know.
It sounds right. If you had asked me to come up with a last name, that's where I would have gotten.
Yeah. Well, I know that that is or slash was her last name at some point, but I don't know what her current, you know. I don't know what her life situation is. Let's talk about the final. That's kind of where they were going next. I wanted to ask you, which face made in the final, Jemmy or Mark? Jemmy, while she was looking like she was about to quit, or Mark's face that has somehow become, you know, a huge gif. Which one was better, more memorable to you?
I think it's the Jemmy face for me. Jemmy knows what she's doing on a TV screen.
Like the look when like Anissa was saying to her, like, what she said, like, it's not that bad or you gotta whatever. And Jemmy was like, oh my God, I can't do this.
Yeah. She knows how to play it up as well as has like, I think big reactions in general. Mm-hmm. So was not surprising.
Same. I give it to Jemmy as well. And then we talked to Yes a little bit, of course. Our champion is in the house here. And Yes had a lot of really nice, touching things to say. Mark talked about how he's a great champion for the show, like a great winner. Derek was pumping him up from the side as well. And it's hard to disagree. Yes had a lot of good things to say.
Yeah, and I think that I had one or two people tell me that, like, oh no, like, it's better that Kellyanne didn't win. I was saying last week, like, no, I'm not upset that Kellyanne didn't win. It was my dumb brain having gotten used to something that I didn't actually want. Like, would have been a fine alternative, but I am much happier with Yes winning, especially after this reunion. I think that, you know, everything he said was just like, really good, exactly what you want to hear from someone that's like winning a show like this. So if I was not already happy with Yes winning, even happier.
Yeah, he was talking about, you know, the first thing he did with the money was kind of like give back to the people like who they stole the land from in order to be out there playing this game in the first place. He's, you know, talking about, and you know, the conversations have been sparked up both on this challenge on season 36 of, like he said, there's a lot of people out there whose voices need to be heard. And as whether it's him or, you know, any privileged person on that stage with a platform, it is their responsibility to elevate this kind of stuff and make sure that they can use their platform, use the money that he's winning here for good. And I, you know, he's talking the talk, he's walking the walk, he's you know, sending money right on over to places that he, you know, thinks you know, he can give back to. And it's just not something that I ever, not to say like I wouldn't have expected from a challenge winner, but I guess almost that's how I feel, because the show is like, you think of it as a bunch of people being idiots on TV and usually the most athletic one wins or whatever the case may be. And then it's like, okay, moving on to next season. But you know, Yes taking this money and telling us in the reunion special, like, I'm doing good stuff with it. You know, I always have my whole life wanted to give back, and I'm going to continue to do so here. So, I just agree with Mark, with you, with it. It just feels like we got a great winner.
Yeah. I completely co-sign all that.
Yes. And then I think that's yes. I think that's the last we heard of from him until like the end of the episode.
Just a little bit. He defends himself from Hisela calling him a coaster, but
yeah.
Otherwise,
that did happen. I mean, that's pretty much what I have next in my notes here about about how you know, again, Hisela was such a big character, a big star in this reunion special. She really, you know, she hypes up her own game in a way where, you know, I played. I was in there. I played hard, you know, and I think that she, you know, put even that elimination where she went in with Easy and she had the injury and she was like, I rolled myself over. I was not going to stop until, you know, I wasn't going to let him go out just because of me. So she definitely feels good and proud about the game that she played. But then when she takes that and then like goes to other people saying that they didn't play well, I feel like that wasn't a great look for her. And I feel like Yes and Jemmy and others were very quick to let her know there's no need to sit here disparaging our game. Like, it's effective and it got us to the end. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing where I have questioned Isela in the past over how she viewed the decision by Anissa. And this is another part where like, I don't totally agree with her view on the game as much as I love her as a character. That's fine. But like Jemmy said, don't apologize for working smarter, not harder. That is exactly how people do it on all of the new seasons. And I'm sure that that was, you know, it was the case to an extent on the old seasons, but it was always like the rookies, where now it's just like, we have better relationships. Sorry. That's it. Right. What are you going to do?
And what was Yes saying? He was like, you're only a coaster if you yourself say that you're a coaster. I was like, I think I understand what he's trying to get at, but it was a very interesting way of framing it. And I was trying to wrap my head around it. It was like, I don't know, just imagine like grab a life. Wait, floaters, grab a life vest. Life vest or life jacket?
Life vest.
I'm sorry. pretend I didn't just flub that.
Wow.
I didn't watch that season live. Rachel Riley stands, come at me. Floaters, grab a life vest. Oh, I'm not a floater because I don't know what you just said because I was talking over you, and hopefully it wasn't insulting. I lost my mojo. What am I talking about? What are we talking about?
Yes, talking about, you know, floaters grab a life vest.
Trying to make a really stupid joke saying like, what if Kristen was like, I'm not a floater because I say I'm not a floater. How would that have gone in that argument against Rachel Riley?
You know, Kristen has some very questionable opinions, so it would not be the even close to the most questionable that I've heard out of her. So not super surprising, but with Yes, like I kind of, it's like halfway there. Where just because someone doesn't go into an elimination doesn't mean they're not a coaster. Like, you can be doing like social and strategic play, but like, it is also possible to be a coaster and get to the end of the game. It just means not doing anything, but it doesn't like that is not necessarily like a bad thing if you're better at the game because and like actually can win at the end like by accident, then good for you. But I don't think that that is the case for almost any people.
Coasters, grab a life jacket. Anyway, that was just, you know, again, I was a little confused as to why Isela was calling out, like, you know, I get like call out Anissa's gameplay. You're still mad at her. I don't know, maybe other people, but like the people that are on stage, like you were like friends with Jemmy. You're like, you like Yes. Why are we like, you know, specifically pointing them out as people like who did not play the game up to like the standards that you think they should have played the game? I don't know. It was just, it was weird. But again, she was like the star of the reunion and it was going to be kind of like all about however she viewed everything at all times. So that just is what that was.
And it's part of why she's a good character. Like many of these people, whether it be this show or, you know, on the main challenge or any other, they cannot help themselves. So they have an opinion, they're going to say it.
Fair enough. But yeah, this is also kind of where she was talking about that like really bad pain that she had. And she talks about like all the different things that she had to have done to her knee to fix it up. When she said I'm pretty sure I heard her say, I had to get a new ACL. I was like, I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, she, I guess, tore her ACL so badly that they have to give her an artificial one, which I don't know that that's a thing either, but she said she broke her tibia and like injured her patella and like all this other stuff. And I was like, this sounds aggressively bad, where I cannot see how she's on next season, given that.
Mm-hmm.
And given their filming schedule, I don't know how she's on season 3 either.
Right. I feel like, I don't know, because I mean, Casey had a bad injury on 36 and she's back on 37, so
she's not getting a brand new ACL inserted into her leg. Like, I feel like there's a decent healing process on that.
You don't know that. She's not.
Who knows? Modern medicine is, you know, a miracle, but I don't know if she is going to be patched up by August. Like, that is pretty quick to be out there.
Fair enough. But they were talking about, you know, with the Ysela and Big Easy elimination, they did cut over to Easy for like, you know, 3 seconds of reunion time, which is really all that was needed there. He talked about, you know, and that was like his main thing for the past two episodes or three episodes of like trying to move past the signature Big Easy final clip from many, many years ago. Like, are we not over that clip by now? Because I genuinely am. I don't mm-hmm. need to keep seeing that clip. There's, you know, I get that a lot of people, like, there's a lot of challenge clips that are like, you know, we're going to see 100 times for the rest of our lives, like CT, the backpack, a lot of CT and DM clips that are just, you know, those are touching, heartwarming. Like, I don't need to not, like, I'm happy to still see those every mm-hmm. so often, but for, I don't care about this one. Like, it happened. It was a big moment, but it's not compelling to me in the same way that a lot of other challenge clips are.
Mm-hmm. Until Big Easy somehow wins a season, never show me this clip again.
Right?
I don't care. He has now finished a final. We're done. Like, and because the other clips that you talked about, like, there is some positive. Like, it is either funny or entertaining or endearing. This one is just like, I feel sad for him in the moment because he was, like, genuinely not capable and people pushed him too hard and he, like, was hated on, like, all both by cast members and by social media, I'm sure, at the time. So, like, it's not a fun one. So, like, yay, in comparison, he's, like, so much better, but also at the same time, like, he wasn't forced to sprint at other people's speed up this mountain. So, right. You know, if Big Easy's back on, I don't need to see the clip, you know, and being like, wow, look at how horrible you used to be. Like, that's not fun.
I also really don't need Big Easy back on again.
Also that, but at least the clip would be nice because I don't know how much control I have over either.
I know. I mean, the thing is, if he's there next season, you're going to get the clip again. You're going to get them both back to back. Last season, I did this, which overcame that, and you're going to get both clips. But yep. I don't need it. Anyway, we are going to cut over to some clips about some people that are not here. Both Trishel and Katie are not here, and we kind of rehash that with people who are here. And then we also talk about Arissa and all of that. So let's take it one by one. Thoughts on any of the stuff that was happening in this this little segment?
I mean, again, I wish I had Trishel and Katie talking about this rather than Jemmy and Kellyanne arguing about how, right. like, who was in the wrong. So, I don't really see how even, and I think it was Jemmy taking Trishel's side, which I guess they're probably friends.
Yeah, they're still BFFs.
Yeah, so, but like, no, Trishel was wrong. Like, stop, Kit Jemmy. Like, stop. So, I feel like it's been talked about enough. It was a fun moment on the season, but if it's not going to be them two actually talking, because I don't know that they have talked since that moment, basically, then, like, I'm not really getting a lot out of it.
Yeah, I mean, there was the whole thing, like, after they'd, or one of them had been out and they were talking about Trish. Which one was it? One of them had contacted the other one's mom to, you know, make things better.
Trishel apologized to Katie's mom and husband, but never contacted Katie.
Right, that's what it was. Okay, so, yeah, it's just like it was, it would have been a lot more fun to rehash it if they had been involved in the rehashing. Like, I don't care about Jemmy and Kellyanne's thoughts on it. I just don't. It doesn't mean anything to me. Ysela, mm-hmm. you know, was also getting involved, just talking. I mean, she was just joking around. She's like, let Trishel know if you know, I have a best friend spot available. It's like, okay, we'll get to that. But just making it very clear that she does not like Anissa still. So that was that. And then about Arissa, you know, with her going in and then her quitting, it just seems like, I think what we've probably talked about plenty, that she just was having a pretty bad experience overall in the house. Nobody was really enjoying her presence in the house, her company, which isn't because it was like, oh, we hate her or anything like that. She was just not having fun. And usually a challenge house is about having fun. And when people are not having fun, you just kind of don't want to be around them, is the vibe that I get. So, you know, it was a lot of people talking negatively about their time with her. And then it evolved into a whole, Arissa's controlling the lights, controlling the whole room. Like, she's a ghost. I'm like, she's still, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was weird. I feel like they know she's never coming back, so they don't have a problem with, like,
yeah.
You know, making her a little bit of a joke, even if Ysela's going to stand up and be like, maybe we shouldn't do this. Like, they're like, no, we're still going to do it. What I did like is that we got a little bit of a light. I think it was from Durrell talking about how, like, she had food restrictions where she couldn't eat gluten and, like, the provided food was not perfect for her. And I know that on, like, other podcasts and stuff, they talked about how, like, they were able to, like, kind of order some food when they shouldn't have been able to or stuff mm-hmm. like that. But if it like is also dietary related in terms of her enjoyment of being on the show, like that's something that they should be able to take into account. Like I feel like so many people have like dietary restrictions that like you should know that this is going to happen when you have 20 something people on a cast.
Yeah, and I'm like I don't think, well, okay, so I was gonna say in general I would not get on them for having like, you know, a food challenge where somebody has to eat something that's not on their dietary list. But then again, I realized while I was about to say it that I hate the food challenges anyway, so I don't really care. but my point was to agree with you. Yeah, you know, if you're going to have people on a cast, it should be because you think that they're going to compete well or they're going to be entertaining. And if there's, you know, they're your stars of the show, if you can be a little bit accommodating to just get them foods that they eat on a regular basis, like anything that is like, you know, not just like, oh, I want this because it's my favorite food. It's like, no, I eat certain types of food and be really helpful if I could have that. So yeah, bet on them for that. But yeah, then it just turned into a whole segment of like, you know, we don't want to make fun of her and her beliefs, but we're going to have the lights go out even on the reunion to make fun of her.
Yeah. It like rolled my eyes a little. And I like Arissa enough, but I don't think that the challenge is the place for her. And I think that the show knows that now.
Yeah. And I almost feel like I saw her tweet from her today. I'm actively looking right now.
That's interesting.
Please hold. What is her name on Twitter?
I know she used to be Arissa Hall. I don't know about on, at least online. I found it at
Miss Arissa. What did she say? She said she had a lot to say. Oh my God, there's a lot. Okay, so let's go from the bottom. Okay, I just watched the reunion. Today is going to be a day. She's wondering why Darrell sat up there and told a fable saying I offered to read his cards and he wouldn't let me. No, he actually asked me on the bus to a daily for a reading after telling me he never got one before. John A. also asked me for a reading. I'm wondering why they thought the witch book was mine. Love bugs. I don't need a book. I am the book. My magic resides in me. The gag is the witch book was Kendall's. I was reading it because I was bored and it was the only book in the house. I just think it's funny how the same people that had a lot to say about WTF I'd be doing are the same ones who were seeking guidance. And there's even more. Finally, I'm not really pressed about what was said. There was just some weird shady ass undertone to it that did not fit what was happening in my face. If I or what I did made you that uncomfortable, why would you even exchange energy with me? I don't seek out people I don't fuck with, especially with shit as personal as energy or tarot readings. Don't come to me or tell me my energy is a whole vibe or ask me for shit, then later act like this. It makes you look like a weirdo, not me. And there's even more, but that's like the gist of it.
Yeah, that's so weird. I wonder how much of it was like knowingly, you know, stretching it to make a joke in terms of like, let's say a Darrell, you know, knowing, did he know the or misremember? But all bizarre, especially from that, you know, side of things where some of this may or may not have actually been true what was even said.
Mm-hmm. And she also has a couple tweets just kind of like praising Ysella, saying she's somebody you want in your corner. So, some love for Ysella there from Arissa. Oh. But
or Anissa.
Yeah. Anissa definitely cares a whole lot. I mean, I'm curious, like, if she even cares that Ysella and her are not friends anymore. Like, we haven't obviously been able to get, like, full comment from Anissa while, you know, she's been in quarantine or filming or whatever the hell while all of this has kind of been truly playing out. But like, I feel like if and when the interview ever comes, I will be very interested to hear her side of like how things are right now.
Well, the official challenge podcast, I have not been listening because they're delayed. And I know that would just, you know, what happened which week. But I don't think that they've gotten there so far. So I'm sure if anything that in terms of this, we'll either get it on the next season or on that podcast. But all I am expecting is a like, you know, I'm really sad about this, but like, what can I do if she like wants to think that? Like, I'll be here whenever she's ready. But like, that's all I expect because Anissa is someone who like, you know, she is real, but like also is not going to burn a bridge for no reason.
Yeah, Maria, why can't I say her name? Maria Menounos? Menounos.
Menounos.
I was trying to put like an accent on it. There probably is an accent on it, but I just butchered it. She asked a question that essentially, you know, you've been asking for weeks now. Is Ysella, was it that bad?
Yeah. And I get like the point of view where she, obviously, I don't think we were shown at least to my recollection, Anissa being like, I promise I will vote yes in. And so she's more mad about like her word between her and Anissa being broken than the actual vote, which makes a lot more sense. But I still, like, if Anissa could explain it well enough, I think it's an overreaction still. But I guess puts a little more perspective on the argument.
Yeah, and I understand, you know, I think even in the short time that we've had Ysela on our screens, these 10 episodes here, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, I fully understand who she is as a person, but I feel like we've gotten a good sense of just how she, you know, who she is and how she operates in her life and whatnot. And I, you know, whether or not I agree with, you know, her decision to cut Anissa out of her life completely because of how things went down in this game here, you know, I get what she was saying to everybody on the stage. Like, can you all mind your business? Like, this is, you know, you don't know every single bit of details that happened and that's involved in this. This is my relationship with her. If I want to, you know, how I'm going to operate it, however I want to operate it, like Derek and whoever else that were jumping in saying like, Anissa's, you know, not that bad. She's not, and she's like, I get it. You all like her. She's fun. So I think this goes back to what I've kind of been saying. I've kind of been in Ysela's corner this whole time. I feel like saying like, I understand what you're saying. You know, this wasn't that big of a deal, but like, it is what it is. If she does, if this is how she feels, then this is how she feels, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. And people are allowed to feel however they want to feel, even if it is not how you personally would handle it.
Right. Exactly. That is life, baby. So, you know, that's where she makes a comment that in the future, she will trust Kendall more than Anissa. And I was like, wow.
Which I think is a mistake. I think that is a mistake.
A little bit.
I think a big one.
A little bit. A big one, yeah. Yeah. Kendall will definitely not have much loyalty going in return to Ysela. I mean, we could be at a point where like maybe Kendall will take any loyalty that anybody that is willing to show her. But I don't know. I mean, not to like spoil any thoughts on her for next season, but I don't feel as down on Kendall, I think, going into a potential season two that I, you know, than you might expect to be. Because, like, yeah, she's, like, you know, such a big target here. Everybody's, like, but, like, is that exact same thing going to be able to happen again? Or all the other drama that happened this season is probably going to come up sooner than, like, oh, let's get Kendall again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you take, like, at face value how she was, like, kind of flaky in terms of the decision with the lifesaver this season, and like, does that carry further? Was she actually flaky with a lot of their conversations? Then sure. Or like, does the virtue of just being on a second season, she'll be more comfortable and therefore will come off as more trustworthy. So I think that a lot to be remains to be seen there.
Remains to be seen for sure. We're going to get a little bit of a segment about some bedroom cardio, as I think Nate, the host, put it. So just basically a check-in about all of the different hookups that were going on in the season, starting with Jemmy and Nehemiah. And apparently, not apparently, I mean, Jemmy fully admitted, yeah, if Tech stayed around longer, it probably would have been Tech that she was giving some extra attention to.
Yeah, I think maybe Tech stock went up a little bit for next season. But no, I liked the Jemmy and Nehemiah dynamic. So I think they're probably both more likely to show up. So I think it's still interesting moving forward, but didn't really expect anything to be happening outside of the season. What I had not thought about was the Beth of it all in terms of Jemmy and Beth being close. But I guess like Beth said, she could use a nice son-in-law like Nehemiah.
It literally was like, you know, like the Challenge reunion. We talk about all the hookups. And then I was like, I forgot Beth is there. Like, they are just like not that like Beth is like 100 years older than everybody else, but like these two, the relationship they had, like, you know, Beth was looking at Jemmy like a daughter, and Jemmy is out here talking about this hookup that she had, and then she turns over to her Challenge mom right next to her, and it's like, where are we? What show is this? I just forgot Beth was there, because how could I? But
how dare you?
She wasn't doing a whole lot for the rest of the show, and then it was like tenderoni. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, interesting dynamic to say the least.
Let me cut ahead to Letarian and Anissa, who got talked about third, but it was very quickly brushed over for them because the people were like, yeah, they're not going to be a thing. It was just in the Challenge House.
Mm-hmm. I think if they were both on a season two, I could see that type of thing rekindling, but I also did not expect this to really go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I have been keeping up with the Tori and Anissa podcast, not because I want to, just because I'm a completionist and it's there, so I have a hard time just deleting it. And it was for the episode 3 recap, and Anissa was like talking about like a little bit of a crush on Letarian, and that hadn't happened on the show yet, and she was just being weird about it. She was like, yeah, I don't know. That could be something. Who knows? Maybe we'll see. I'm like, why am I listening to this podcast? From like obviously this was recorded months ago, and maybe, I don't know. It was just weird. But the main one here being Alton and Ysella, who seem to definitely still have a bit of a connection going on to this day.
That is, I don't know. I like this dynamic, and it makes me sad about, even more sad about Ysella potentially not being on the next season. I think that they are super cute together, and I want to see more of it, but we might have to wait a little bit, unfortunately.
I feel like you're the only one saying Ysella won't be there.
I know I am, but again, I think she is a lock that they would want her. It is can she physically make it onto the season? Because as soon as we were talking about her injury, I was like, how did they let her even have the like prospect of running the full final with this?
Right. Well, okay. So she was about to go run a full final. She was medically cleared to do so.
I think that is a gross negligence on the challenge part and not actually indicative of her ability to run the final in the next 2 months.
Look, I get it. I just, I don't want to be in this world that you're in right now where she's not there. I feel like, again, she was such a star in the season that without her being there next season, I'm like, who's going to step up? And I don't know. I mean, somebody will.
If you told me that like a baseball player was having his ACL replaced, I would be like, oh, they're out for the entire season. That's done.
Yeah, but that's like to play baseball, not to like fall through a thing over the water.
I feel like they are in some more precarious positions than baseball, which is why I like picked it rather than a football player.
Fine, whatever.
like,
yeah. But as far as the Alton thing goes, yeah, she definitely she was making comments all throughout the entire reunion. Like, you know, anytime Alton came up, she would like jump in to defend him. And, you know, she was definitely, you know, she's definitely still crushing on him hardcore. You know, who knows what, you know, has happened, will happen or whatever between the two. But again, obviously the connection's still there. She's definitely open to continuing a relationship if and when life ever brings them back together in a realistic way, I guess. So.
See, if Ysella's on the like down and out, make her like, for any Bachelor in Paradise watchers, make her the Wells. She could be the bartender. She's just there, but she's not competing. Like, that's fine. I just want her there.
I agree. and then we got a segment, just clips at the end. The funniest falls, a lot of talk about the ice block challenge, and even some clips that we hadn't seen or heard about with the bee sting, that Beth had a bad bee sting, and Ysella's man came over to help out the situation. And I did not expect to end the reunion of the Challenge All-Stars hearing about Alton sucking the toe of Beth to get bee venom out of her toe.
This is the second reunion in a row where we're talking about a foot fetish. Like, not on my bingo card.
What was it at the 36th?
Leroy.
I can't say this is ringing a bell.
They talked about how, like, when Leroy, like, first saw Cam, he was like, "Ooh, you have nice feet." And she was like, "Oh, what?" Okay, that is a known thing, but I did not remember until the reunion.
Right. But yeah, that's the, that was their closing segment talking about some toe stuff.
Going out on a high.
I guess so.
yeah, I don't know. I think this also probably, I think it came up on like Beth's Challenge Mania interview or something. So I feel like I had heard this, at least a little bit, but it was funny them all like bantering off each other.
Yeah. That is, you know, that was like, that's like the best part of the whole season. Just these personalities being back on the stage or back on the Challenge House together and like interacting again, you know, all these years later. So they close out the episode, a little line from Yes, who talks about, you know, how unique and special this whole thing was. And he's so happy the world got to see it. They're hoping there's another season. And then Derek gets up and gets loud. And it was confused as to what was happening here. But at the end of this, so he walks around the stage, you know, he's like walking off the stage. He's like, all right, I'm going to go get ready now. Go, you know, season two, like I'll be there. And he started to scream something. And I swear to God, I heard, I want my callback. Like, saying,
I thought he said crown.
I think he did say crown, because I was like, there's no way he said callback to say, like, you know, I want a callback for next season, and like that's why I'm getting up right now and running all around the stage. But I was like, what is he saying? And I had to listen to it like three or four times to be like, what is he saying? Yeah, I think he said, I want my crown back, because he didn't win this season. But I swear to God, he was marching all around the stage, like making a spectacle. And I thought he was saying, I want my callback. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to get attention.
I mean, either way, it was really cringy. But like, if it was callback, like that's a whole nother level. Like, imagine that, like the calls are going around for August and like Derek has not yet gotten just one. Imagine. So this is how he handles it. Like, oh no, please never come back if that's the case. But yeah, it was cringy for me either way. I'm assuming he will be there next season. I am assuming he did say crown back, but it did not play for me well.
It was just like, I was like, did they do this on purpose? Like, did the editors do any kind of like sound manipulation? Or I mean, it could have just been my dumb ears. But I swear, I heard, I want my callback. And I was like, what? I don't think he said it.
I am praying he did not. But yeah, I don't know. Again, I think we'll be here. As far as the whole, like, anyone else have anything to say? If no one, in fact, has anything interesting to say, we don't need to include this in the edit. Like, mm-hmm. We're good. I'm sure that there was other content rather than people being like, and I'm really proud of everybody. Good job. Like, no, I'm bored. I don't need to see that. Thank you. I understand you want to go out on the high, but that high may have been Alton sucking Beth's toe rather than congratulating everyone for appearing on a season of TV.
And there we have it. So that is The Challenge All-Stars Season 1.
I can't believe it happened. I can't believe it's over. I never thought it was going to end, but here we are. Actually have seen people that I never ever thought we would see back on TV, and we had 10 full episodes of them.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of rehashing as far as my thoughts go, because we've been here plenty of weeks now in order to get them all out there. So yeah, definitely enjoyed the season, enjoyed the reunion, excited for the next season of both the main challenge and the All-Star challenge, but also very much I'm here for a bit of a break. Summertime, you know, things are opening up, vaccines, everybody's mm-hmm. getting them, so we're all kind of slowly making our way back to each other out there in the world. And it does feel like after, you know, an entire year of, you know, and The Challenge was like our only show for a while, as far as like reality shows go, not the only one, but like, you know, the main one, I guess, at least in my world, and mm-hmm. probably a couple of other people's out there as well. But now we get to, you know, take a look around and smell some fresh air. And in a couple months, I'm sure we will be right back here with season 37. So, you know, that's that.
I am excited for that day, but I am also excited for the break in between.
For sure. And as far as our drafts go, I mean, so here we have our reunion recap. And I believe a week or so, probably, I think this is what we were kind of planning. So, you know, whenever you're listening to this, maybe like a week from that day, you'll probably get the draft with Colin and Haley. And then, again, closer to the season 37 premiere, you'll get the must-lose draft with Brian and Allie. So
there we go.
That's that.
It's a good one.
Yeah. It was both of them were a lot of fun, so I'm excited for everybody to get a chance to listen. We're not done here, because I know you have about 45 plugs to get to, right?
No. Let's see. What do I have? Well, I had the great honor of appearing on the Bachelor wrap-up, going over the men that are going to be on the next season of The Bachelorette and drafting them based on some pretty nondescript bios and a couple, you know, one picture each. each. So that was fun to always talk to Haley and Amy over on the Bachelor Wrap Up, as well as tomorrow, probably I guess today for you guys, we'll be recording the RHAP Rewind with Chappelle and Mike Bloom. I don't know that it's been announced what show it is, so I'll let that remain a mystery, but one often talked about, so I am very excited. It is potentially my number one, like, it's one of my top couple favorite seasons of reality TV ever, I would say, especially outside of like the big name shows that we're all still currently watching. One of my favorites, so I am very, very excited to be over there.
Okay. I was wondering what it was, and then I remembered that I think Chappelle told me what it was, but I won't say it as well, because I don't want to spoil anybody that might already have it in their feed by the time they're listening to this.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It will be announced by the time this is out, I presume. But either way, tweeting about it on Twitter at Brian_Scally.
We can talk about this. I was going to say, do we know if Chappelle's hosting it or is he...
That have we discussed seems that? To be the case. I'm very excited.
I'm very excited for a Chappelle-hosted podcast. I potentially thought it was happening last week, but this week we could be even closer to Chappelle leading the way. The takeover,
we shall say.
Takeover begins.
So. Yeah, and he's always says, he's like, oh, I don't have a podcast because I don't host it. Well.
I still want to get him to record his own audio one day. He still makes us all do all that.
Oh, Chappelle.
Shout out to Chappelle and all of the other very wonderful guests that we had join us along the way for both the Challenge 36 and All Stars. We had a lot of great people in here to talk about a lot of challenge nonsense. So much appreciated to all of them for joining us. Do I have any plugs? No, I don't have any plugs. I just talk about Glee whenever I have time with Iman over on the Choir Room. And other than that, definitely, you know, going to be enjoying some time away from the computer with some busy work schedule stuff coming up for the next couple of months or weeks or whatever it may be until we get back to the Challenge 37, whatever the heck it's going to be named. Triple Agents, right? That's what we...
Yeah, that was the joke answer that probably is the real answer in my book.
Again, with the cast being like so similar, I would not be surprised if they just pull the War of the Worlds thing, you know, Double Agents 2.
No, I don't like that. Especially two seasons in a row. Like, we can go back eventually, but when the name already has a number in it being double, like, mm-hmm. I don't need it to then have a sequel.
The Challenge, 34 agents. I don't know, whatever the cast size is.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from you before we actually get out of here for good forever?
That is it.
Not forever. You know what we should do
forever.
Sorry.
What a way to find out.
I have news for you, actually. If you guys were listening to us babble on here about the challenge all season, leave us a review in this very feed, in the Dom and Colin podcast feed. Give 5 stars if you haven't done that yet. And you're more than welcome to write a nice little review about how much you love the challenge coverage, if that's the case. But yeah, definitely. Never, ever plug this, and that's totally bad on me or both of us. I can split the blame here with you that we don't ever ask people to leave some 5 stars, but leave some 5 stars. Check out all of the great podcasting that Dom and Colin are doing themselves with the format that they had switched over a couple of weeks ago to just talking about a bunch of random topics, a lot of reality TV stuff, and some things just that Colin and Dom like to talk about. So those have been a lot of fun. And if you are subscribed to this feed, if you came here just for us, definitely keep checking out all that stuff that they have going on all the way until the next time you hear us.
Agreed. They're very fun. I always enjoy listening to those podcasts. So I definitely recommend. And as Matt said, I am allergic to anything but 5 stars. So make sure, go leave them and, you know, tell them Matt sent you because he remembered, not me.
Whatever you want to say, as long as it's hopefully nice and doesn't hurt our feelings. I'm fragile. So yeah, on Twitter at Brian_Scally, on Twitter at Matt Liguori. And I believe that is it. So we will see you guys next time with the Challenge 36. Take care. 37. Take care. Bye.